Yeah, I just wanted to say it's 2 days after Hanukkah, but I still want to go back a little bit and talk about Hanukkah a little bit. And there's a very interesting kasha that Rav Chaim asks. Rav Chaim asks the kasha that we know in the Bracha Me'ein Shalish, right? Al HaMichya is called the Bracha Me'ein Shalish. Why is it called Me'ein Shalish? Because Birchas HaMazayim had originally three brachas, the bracha of Hazanah Sakol, the bracha of Birchas Haaretz, and the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. And then after the massacre of Beitar, when it was 3.5 years, that all of the corpses were not buried, so when they were buried and a miracle happened that they did not decompose, Chazal were Mesakein, the fourth bracha, Hatayba HaMetav. Now Al HaMichya is supposed to be a summary of benching. Now at the time that Al Michya was enacted, benching only had three, so we called it Me'ein. It resembles Shalash, but today it should actually be called Me'ein Arba. Just like we still call Shemona Esrei, Shemona Esrei, although it has 19 brachas, so we call Al Michya Me'ein Shalash, although it's Me'ein Arba. And I want to show you, again, and I'm sure you've done this yourself, but I'll show you how it parallels benching in a minute. But one of the kashas is that for Hanukkah and Purim, there is no insert in Al HaMichya. We do so for Rosh Chodesh, we do so for Shabbos, we do so for Yom Tov, but we don't do so for Hanukkah and Purim. But in benching, we have Ritzei for Shabbos, we have Yalav V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, and we have Al HaNisim for Hanukkah and Purim. So why in the Bracha Me'ein Shalash is there no Haskara for Hanukkah and Purim? That's Kashan, right? That's a good Kashan. So this is what Rav Chaim wants to say. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik wants to say the following. You know, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that if a person is not able to daven, let's say the Zman Tefillah is going to be Iver, there is something called a Tefillah Katsara. There is a shortened Shemona Esrei that they could daven, and that shortened Shemona Esrei is called Tefillas Havineinu. So what is Tefillas Havineinu? You say the first three brachas, it's not that short, really. You say the first three brachas in full, and you say the last three brachas from Ritzei until the end. But the middle, each bracha has like one line. Havineinu means give us knowledge, to bring us the tshuva, etc. In other words, every bracha has like three words. And it ends with Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomei Tefillah. So state in the fourth parak of Brachas that although Havineinu is a good substitute for Shemona Esrei if you have to do it, but you cannot say Havineinu on Yom Tov or Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or even Motzai Shabbos, because since you have to add Atachan Antanu or Yalav V'Yavo, Havineinu doesn't have room for them. So the kasha is, so put something in. Meaning the same way I add Yalav V'Yavo and Atachan Antanu to a regular Shemona Esrei, so let me add two or three words, L'havdil ben Kodesh L'chol, let's say, right? In other words, what does the Gemara mean? Why is the Gemara assuming Havineinu is so fixed that whenever there's some other addition, we can't put it in? L'chaira, Havineinu should also expand a little bit. So Rabbeinu Yaina says the following svara. Rabbeinu Yaina says, every line in Havineinu has to correspond to a bracha in Shemona Esrei. In other words, right, each phrase equals a bracha. Therefore, the only things that can be in Havineinu are things that are mentioned as separate brachas. Anything that is not mentioned as a separate bracha bifnei asma cannot be included in Tefillas Havineinu. So since Atachan Antanu is not a separate bracha, it is simply an augmentation and expansion of Atachonim. And Yalav V'Yavo is not a separate bracha, it's just part of Ritzei. And Al HaNisim is not a separate bracha, it's just part of Mogim. It can't be in Havineinu, because then it would look like it's a separate bracha, because every phrase in Havineinu is mechuvan to negate a separate bracha. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yaina says, that is why we paskin You don't say Havineinu on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say it on Motzei Shabbos, you don't say it on Yom Tov, etc. So Rav Chaim wants to say, Al HaMichya is Gebayt, is built on the very same foundation. Every part of Al HaMichya has to correspond to a separate bracha in Birkas HaMazon. Now let's look at the language and see how this corresponds. It says, Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Al HaMichya V'Al HaKalkala V'Al Tenuvas HaSadeh. That corresponds to the first bracha, thanking Hashem for food, Birkas HaZon. Then it says, Al Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava Sherotzisa V'Inchalta Lavoseinu. That corresponds to the bracha of Nodelecha Al Eretz V'Al HaMazon. Then it says, Racheina Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha, the Al Yishlam Yirecha, that corresponds to the Rachem invention. But here there are some interesting differences. Let's compare the Rachem in Al HaMichya to the Rachem invention. The Rachem invention is what? Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha, Yisrael Amecha, Yushalayim Yirecha, Siyan Mishkan Kvodecha, Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, Habayis HaGadol VaHakadosh. So there are five things. The Jewish people, the city of Yerushalayim, Tzion, it's not clear what that actually means, it would seem as it would be the Har HaBayis, Malchus Beis David, and the Beis HaMikdash. That's invention. In Al HaMichya, there is one omission and one substitution. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha V'Al Yushalayim Yirecha. V'Al Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha. Yeah. But it leaves out Malchus Beis David. And instead of Malchus Beis David, it says Al Mizbechecha. Now, V'al Heichalecha. Heichalecha is Beis HaMikdash. So, although it's different, Heichalecha does correspond to Habayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh. I can't give you a complete answer why the language is different, but you can actually draw a line to a one-to-one correspondence with the difference that in Al HaMichya, we do not mention Malchus Beis David, but instead of Malchus Beis David, we have a special prayer in addition to the Mikdash, Heichalecha, to the Mizbeach. Okay, that's worthy of note. We'll come back to that. And then it says, Uvnei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, which is the Chasima of Rachem, right? And then, the fourth blessing is a Tov HaMeitev, so that's why I say, Ki Atah Hashem Tov HaMeitev L'Adol. So everything in Al HaMichya is Mechuvan Keneged, the four blessings of Birkas HaMazon. So says Rav Chaim, we can't mention Chanukah and Purim in Al HaMichya because Chanukah and Purim don't have a bracha bifnei atzmo. It's only nichlal in Birkas HaAretz, the second bracha. And just like Havineinu, we don't mention things that don't have a separate bracha. So in Al HaMichya, we don't mention things that don't have a separate bracha. That's his answer. Now you'll say right off the bat, what type of answer is that? We do mention Shabbos. We do mention Rosh Chodesh. We do mention Yom Tov, even though they also don't have a separate bracha. So if you're mentioning them, even though they don't have a separate bracha, then Chanukah and Purim should also be mentioned. So here's where Rav Chaim has a brilliant, brilliant answer. Rav Chaim's answer is, you know, Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh do have the occasion for a separate bracha. It's a very narrow window. What is the halacha if I forgot to say Ritzei? But I already said, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Riyal V'Yavim. Uvnei Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, Meher V'Yameinu, Baruch Ata Hashem. I already said that Hashem, Bonei Barachma Yerushalayim Amen. And I remember I didn't say to say, before I started the next bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. Once I started the next bracha, I got to go back to the beginning of it. But if I didn't yet start, if I didn't yet say Bonei Brachas Hashem Bonei Brachas Hashem, what do I? What can I do? I can actually, right? Can pass the sitter over there? Okay. You know, the in the early years of Chassidus, so Musnagdim were asking, you know, they used to have public debates, and Musnagdim tried to embarrass the Chassidim by asking them all of these halachas, what if you forget to do this, where the Chassidim didn't know. So they say, that's because we never forget. I don't remember the bracha, if you forget, but that's because I never have to say this bracha. Okay. So anyway, it says that if I remember, I didn't say would say between Uvnei Yerushalayim and Atova HaMeitiv, I say a bracha, Bracha Ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nasan Shabbasos L'Mnuchal Emoiso B'Yava, Bracha Ta Hashem Mekadish HaShabbos. I make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. I make a bracha for Yom Tov. So Rav Chaim's Chiddush is the following. The Haskara of Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh in benching, in Alam Michya, is not supposed to correspond to Ritzei and Yalla V'Yalla. Because things that don't have their own bracha aren't mentioned in Alam Michya. But rather, it's designed to correspond to the bracha that is recited. And since, of course this is really answering the Kasha with the Kasha, since for Chanukah and Purim there is no bracha that you recite if you miss Alam Michya. Of course, we'll have to answer why that's so. But given that that's so, there is no bracha for Al Hanisen. If that's the case, Rav Chaim's teretz is a good teretz. It does not find its makom in Al Hamichya. Now, Rav Chaim has a gewaldic proof to this story. When we say Ritzei in Yalla V'Yalla, where do we put it in invention? Before Uvnei Yerushalayim. Where do you say Ritzei in Al Hamichya? You say Uvnei Yerushalayim Irakodif Mirav Yameinu V'Haleinu L'Sochav Samcheinu B'Binyanav V'Mechal Mirpiyav V'Nistam Yitubah. And then you say Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu V'Yom HaShabbos HaZeh. Right, this is a very simple question. I wonder why I didn't ask myself. And, you know, something that, you know, we didn't even notice. That is, how come in benching, Ritzei and Yalla V'Yavo are before Uvnei Yerushalayim? In Al Hamichya, we mention Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yom Tov after the pasuk, after the line Uvnei Yerushalayim. Says Rav Chaim, like his teretz, it's a beautiful teretz, because that line of Me'ein HaMa'ora is not corresponding to Ritzei and Yalla V'Yavo; it's corresponding to the bracha. When is that bracha recited? After Uvnei Yerushalayim. You see? So Memela, it's very, very miyushev. That's the reason why we don't say Chanukah and Purim in Al Hamichya, is there is never a mitzias where Chanukah and Purim is a bracha b'fnei atzma. And the only things that make it into the Me'ein HaMa'ora are those things that are a bracha b'fnei atzma, based on the same slur Reinu Yonah said, with Havineinu and not bringing in Hazal. Now let me go back a little bit though to this irregularity. Why is there no mention of Malchus Beis David in Al Hamichya? Right, we mentioned the Mikdash, Yerushalayim, the Jewish people, but we don't mention Malchus Beis David. So here, the teretz is really based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos that every bracha has to mention Melech HaOlam. And not just Shem Hashem, but Shem U'Malchus. So, the Gemara asks the following kasha. In benching, that doesn't seem to work. Bishlama, the first bracha benching, starts off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So even though it's Chesed, Yechad Hashem Hazeinu Sechal, as long as you have Malchus once in the bracha, you don't have to repeat it with the next bracha. But then the bracha of Nodah, which doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, it ends Baruch Atah Hashem Ala Aretz V'Ala Mazen. There's no Malchus in Birchas Aretz. And the same thing with Rachem. Rachem ends, what is the end of the bracha of Rachem? Uvnei Yerushalayim Yira Kodesh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Barachamav, Yushalayim Amen. So the Gemara, now, the next bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, has Malchus. So the Gemara asks in brachas, why is there no Malchus in Birkas HaOretz and in Birkas Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says the following. Let's start with Birchas Yerushalayim first, Rachem. Since in Rachem, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Malchus Beis David. The Gemara says in Svara, it is not Derech Eretz to talk about Hashem as a Melech in the same paragraph you're talking about a human Melech. Because that would be equating Hashem's Malchus. In other words, there's the Hashem Melech and David Malchus. So as it were, when you're Meshabech or Basra Badam, don't even mention Hashem at that point, as a Melech at least, because that would be considered to be a Bizoyim. And therefore we don't mention Malchus in Rachem, because it's Lav Orechara to mention Malchus Deshmaya when you're talking about a Malchus Basra Badam, because people will think they're equivalent. And then the Gemara says that since you're not going to mention Malchus in Birchas Yerushalayim, so we keep it parallel, we don't mention Malchus in the second bracha either. Now, the Gemara therefore says the following. You're missing, therefore, two references to Melech HaOlam. You're missing one reference in Birchas HaOretz, and you're missing one reference in Birchas Yerushalayim. Right, there are two times you should have said Melech HaOlam that you didn't. So the Gemara comes out, that is why in the Bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv, we call Hashem Melech three times. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, Adireinu Bareinu, right? HaMelech HaTov HaMeitiv. Everything's exact. The liturgy, the davening is very, very exact. Why is Malchus mentioned three times in HaTov HaMeitiv? Because, number one, the first Melech HaOlam is the bracha itself requires Malchus. And the other two is to make up for the omission of Malchus in Birkas HaOretz and in Birkas Yerushalayim.
How can the brachas, the mentioning of Melech from HaTov HaMeitiv, which is not the original three brachas, make up for the...
Yeah, so the question is, what did they do originally? In other words, before they had HaTov HaMeitiv. Yeah, so it could be, I mean, again, the rule that you have to say Malchus is in itself a Rabbanan rule, so it could be if there was no way of making it up, they pondered it. But as soon as they developed a makeup, they say you have to use it. So with this Mahalach, I think you have a very wonderful teretz why we don't say Malchus and Ala Michya. Because like this, Ala Michya is only one bracha. Now if we go with the Svara, that it's not Derech Eretz to mention the Malchus of Hashem with the Malchus of Beis David. So once we mention the Malchus of Hashem, I can't mention Malchus Beis David. You see? And in Birkas HaMazon I could, because I just delete the Malchus of Hashem and I move it to a later bracha. But Ala Michya doesn't have a later bracha to move it to. So I have to put in Malchus Hashem, otherwise it's not a valid bracha, and I don't have any makeup. Once I put in Malchus Hashem, I can't mention Malchus Beis David. See, that itself would be the teretz. Now, that explains why we omit Malchus Beis David. But what about the new thing we put in its place? It's very interesting that the mention of the Mizbeach only appears, right, in Ala Michya. The mention of the Mizbeach does not appear in Birkas HaMazon. So some want to say the following. Al HaMichya we make for what? We make for Mezainis. But we also make it for not only wine, but we make it for the Shiva Samina. For grapes, for dates, pomegranates, the Shiva Samina. Now the Shiva Samina have a unique mitzvah, that those are the things that you bring Bikurim from. If you are a farmer, and not again, Bezman HaMikdash, you would bring the Bikurim. And Bikurim are given to Kohanim, but where are they brought to? They're brought to the Mizbeach. You put them down in front of the Mizbeach, and you recite psukim about the history of the Jewish people around the Ovid Ovid. So therefore, since the Al HaMichya is connected to what you did Bikurim, so we ask Hashem, we're eating the Shiva Saminim, let us be Zoche to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim on your Mizbeach. There's a special Shaychus to that. Okay. Now, the one question that remains is, in a way, Rav Chaim answered a question by just raising another question. Now, his whole question was, why don't we say Chanukah and Purim in Al HaMichya? And his answer is, because if you omitted it in benching, there wouldn't be a bracha. There's a bracha for Shabbos, for Chodesh and Yom Tov. There's no bracha for Al HaMichya. That's his teres. And Al HaMichya only picks up those things that have a separate bracha. That's Rav Chaim's teres. So, in a way though, that just moves the question to a different level, and that is, so how come Chanukah, let's look at benching. Why doesn't, if I skip and say, there's this bracha that I recite, why isn't there a bracha that I recite if I skip Al HaNisim? Right? How do you answer that? So here, I think the answer would be Pasha. Of course, the problem, once you give this Pasha answer, you may not need Rav Chaim's teres for Al HaMichya either. That is, if you look in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, it actually turns out that the recitation of Al HaNisim is considered a chayva only in Shemona Esrei. It's not considered a chayva in Birkas HaMazon. Meaning, it's different than Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, if I skip, I don't have to repeat. But just because I don't have to repeat doesn't mean it wasn't an obligation. See, there are three levels of Me'ein HaMa'ora. There's Me'ein HaMa'ora that's a chiyuv, that if you skipped it, you got a bench over. That's Ritzei. Then there's a Me'ein HaMa'ora that is a chiyuv, but if you skip it, you don't have to repeat. That's Yalav Yavo of Rosh Chodesh. But then there's a third level where it's not even a chiyuv, it only became a minhag. Meaning, Yalav Yavo of Rosh Chodesh is not the same as Al HaNisim for Chanukah. They're both the same, that if I bench and I forgot, I don't have to repeat. But there are two different reasons. Yalav Yavo is a chiyuv for which you don't have to repeat. Al HaNisim L'chatchila is a reshuth, although it's become a minhag. So based on that, we can understand that the idea of making a bracha with Hashem's name will only be for those things that you were mechuyev to say. Even for Rosh Chodesh, which if you forgot, you wouldn't have to repeat, but it is a chiyuv, so we give you a bracha in that window between Binyan Yerushalayim and that. But something that l'chatchil is not a chiyuv at all, they weren't mistaken in bracha, if you miss it. Now, the only thing is, once you give that teretz, then I could say for Al HaMichya the same teretz, that we only put in Al HaMichya those things that in benching are a chiyuv. Right? In other words, that itself would be an answer for that, okay? So, one of the things, you know, it's interesting, and I noticed this quite a lot with Rav Chaim, that, you know, we always look at Rav Chaim, we think of Rav Chaim as the deep, you know, deep thinker, and the svaris are very subtle, and the like, and all of that is, of course, very true. But another aspect of Rav Chaim is very worthy of note, and that is, he was just, maybe it sounds trivial for me to start this way, he was just very observant. He noticed things. He saw things. Like, this is a simple kasha. You know, an 8-year-old can ask this question. A smart 8-year-old. How come Ritzei is after, you know, Bonei Yerushalayim? Right? And if our child might, you know, would ask this, I might say, don't ask him. Don't ask questions. Just read the Siddur. You know. But no. If Chaim says, that's a question. That's a kasha. And you develop a lumdus and a svara for it. So a lot of the greatness of Brisk is not only in the profundity of the Svara, but it's simply seeing things. Sometimes they might be simple things. But by seeing a simple thing, you notice things that you otherwise didn't notice. That's a very important cloud, to look at things and to notice things. And don't take things for granted, even though we've been doing it for so many years. Okay, so forgive me for my post-Hanukkah little drusher.
Just yeah. ask real quickly, the Rosh said at the beginning of the share that Me'entron is just really Me'en Arba.
Yes.
Did they also change the Nusach of Anamichia after they found all the people in Beitar? Okay.
Yes, they must have. Because Kiata Hashem Tov Umeitim. That was added after Beitar. You see? By the way, things get changed all the time. You know, the author of the first bracha of Hazan is Moshe Rabbeinu because of the man. And the author of the second bracha is Yeshua ben Nun, thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Now, the author of the third bracha, asking for Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, was David and Shlomo. Now, obviously, when they composed the bracha, they weren't asking Hashem to rebuild the Mikdash. By Shlomo's time, there was a Mikdash. So, in its original form, it was a prayer that Hashem should keep the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban, the bracha was rewritten. Same thing with Shmon Esrei. If the Shmon Esrei dates from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which is the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, then in all of the prayers about the Mikdash, it was not asking Hashem to rebuild, it was asking Hashem to sustain. So the brachas underwent a post-Churban revision. So the authorship is not Knesset HaGdolah, but later Doros had to change the Nusach to be Matim to the historical circumstances. Okay, and we can leave.